Chapter 3. Willa Ingeborg heard cheering inside Ms. Starr's room. She wanted to peek in, but she worried she'd be spotted. Instead, she slumped in one of the chairs Ms. Starr had set out in the hall. She crossed her arms over her chest and tried to avoid eye contact with her parents. Who was in there? It sounded like they were having fun. But why? Parent-teacher conferences weren't fun. Parent-teacher conferences were the opposite of fun. Willa didn't want to hear how she wasn't fulfilling her potential. She'd heard it every year in ordinary school. Every single year. "Willa, sit up straight, please," her mother said. Willa's mother sat on one side of her. Her father was on the other. Both her parents were 6 feet tall and blonde. They looked like statues. Willa's sister was the same. Not Willa. Willa was short and looked more like an elf than a work of art. More happy sounds from inside. Were they having a party in there? Maybe it was Elliot's conference. His family was very jolly. Elliot was an upside-down flare. That meant he flared very weakly. But he could also freeze things instead of setting them on fire. His parents thought it was cool. He could make slushies out of plain lemonade. Willa was an upside-down flare, too. But her magic was more problematic. Her parents didn't think it was cool at all. Well, they didn't come out and say that, but it was true. Her father, Chase Ingeborg, was a fluxer and a scientist. He spent a week each month in South America fluxing into lizards to help other scientists study lizards in their natural habitat. Last year, he was on the cover of Fluxing Science magazine. Willa's mother, Gaia, was a fluxer too. She worked from home doing watercolor paintings for greeting cards. When she needed to relax, she fluxed into a house cat and took naps in patches of sun. If Willa had been a typical flare like her sister Edith, everything would have been fine. If she had been a cool upside-down flare like Elliot, it would have been fine too. Slushies for everyone. But no. Willa Ingeborg made it rain. Indoors. Only indoors. She rained when she was scared. She rained when she was nervous. She rained when she was startled and when she grew sad or angry. She rained without meaning to, and she couldn't always turn it off. Until Willa's magic had bubbled up at the age of 10, Willa's mother had spent part of every day fluxed into a house cat. But cats hate getting wet, so now Willa's mother fluxed only outdoors, or when Willa wasn't nearby. Willa's mother struggled with Willa's magic in other ways, too. Willa's rain had ruined many of her paintings. It had spoiled the carpets, and the couches, and the mattresses. No matter how many times the family tackled the house with bleach and cleaning products, their home still smelled of damp and mold. "Chase, I really do need to get back to my studio," Willa's mother said now as they waited in the hall. "I have an appointment at 4:15. Would you please see what's holding things up?" Willa's father fluxed immediately into a tiny lizard. He skittered over and crept underneath the door of Ms. Starr's classroom. After a minute, he popped back out and turned into a human again. "There's a cat with wings in there," he said to Willa's mother. "Wonkiest fluxing I've ever seen."
"Don't say wonkiest," chided Gaia. "Remember the UDM handout Ms. Starr sent home? She wants us to say different or unusual, not wonky."
"Different is certainly one way of putting it," Willa's father said.
He shook his head.
"A cat with wings. When it opened its mouth, I saw flames shoot out."
"My goodness, I don't like the sound of that," Willa's mother fretted. "Why is everybody sounding so cheerful then? Are they laughing at that poor child? A child who can't even manage a proper cat?
Her name's Nori,
Willa said, knowing what her father had seen.
She turns into a dritten.
Dritten? Said her mother.
Kitten plus dragon, explained Willa. She fluxes into a dritten on purpose, actually. She's getting really good.
Just then, Nori, in human form, flung open the classroom door. She strode into the hall, followed by Coach, Ms. Starr, and Nori's Aunt Margot.
Willa!
Nori cried, putting her hands on Willa's shoulders and bouncing up and down.
Are you up next? Guess what? Miss Starr brought her bunny. Do you like bunnies? Of course you like bunnies. And Carrot is, like, the smartest bunny in the world. She talks! Oh my gosh, best conference ever!
These are my parents, Willa said.
Nori put on her parent face, straightened her spine, and shook hands.
Hello, I'm Eleanor Horace. Nice to meet you.
Ms. Starr smiled brightly at the Ingeborgs. Come in, come in! Willa waved goodbye to Nori and followed her parents into the classroom. Inside, Ms. Starr took a seat. She gestured at the chairs arranged in a semicircle in front of her.
Make yourselves comfortable.
Willa glanced around the room.
Where's the bunny?
Ms. Starr winked. Carrot, sweetheart, she called. Hop on out and meet Willa. Sleeping, came a crotchety voice from behind the desk. It's past my nap time.
Willa craned her neck. She couldn't see the bunny.
She's persnickety, Ms. Starr said, waving her hand through the air. You'll meet her another time. When I'm not sleeping, Carrot called.
Willa decided Carrot must be cozied into one of Ms. Starr's desk drawers.
Ms. Starr shrugged and looked at Willa's parents like, rabbits, what can you do?
Willa was disappointed. Carrot had talked to Nori. Why not Willa?
Well, Mr. and Ms. Ingeborg, I am delighted to chat with you, Ms. Starr said, offering them Choco fire trucks.
Willa's mother handed one to Willa, but didn't eat one herself. She leaned forward.
We do hope this class has helped our daughter, Gaia said. She has such potential, but Chase and I both worry that...
Has she made progress? Willa's father asked flatly. That's what we're here to discuss, isn't it?
Willa is a joy to have in the classroom, said Ms. Starr. But we are having some challenges.
She grabbed a folder with Willa's name on it and handed it to the Ingeborgs. In terms of academic subjects, Willa is very capable of mastering the material. She's quite musical. At memorizing poetry, she's at the top of the class. Math, literature, social studies. If she applied herself, she could excel at every one of these subjects.
She isn't applying herself? Her father asked.
She could work harder, Ms. Starr admitted.
Gaia pursed her lips. Chase frowned. But that's a simple issue, easily solved, continued Ms. Starr. She looked at Willa.
We can brainstorm some study habits that might help you. What I'd really like to discuss is her magical talent.
You have a remarkable daughter, Mr. and Ms. Ingeborg. You should be very proud.
Willa's mother nodded cautiously.
I'm sure you have noticed that Willa becomes anxious in social situations, Ms. Starr continued.
Willa's cheeks burned. Of course she was anxious. Wouldn't anyone be anxious, knowing that at any moment, for any reason, you might rain all over everyone?
I think her anxiety is connected to her struggle to control her magic, Ms. Starr went on. She shifted her gaze to Willa. I want to help you with this, Willa.
Ms. Starr turned back to Willa's parents. She's well-liked by her classmates. She's a kind and loyal friend. She has strong connections to Marigold and Elliot in particular.
Willa's mom was looking at the report card.
She has mostly Q's. She has a regrettable in gym and a proficient in literature.
Proficient? Willa's dad asked. Didn't you say she was top of the class? Why isn't she getting an outstanding?
Willa is at the top of the class when it comes to memorizing, said Ms. Starr. But memorization is only one of the skills we work on. Willa wrote the first three quarters of a lovely essay on mermaids of the Kelpie Forest. But she stopped midway through. She never wrote the conclusion. It was true. Willa hadn't finished her essay, even though she had liked Mermaids of the Kelpie Forest and could recite it by heart. It was also true that she hadn't done all her math homework, or even very much of her math homework. She had let Marigold write up the science labs when they were partners. And she had never memorized the things she was supposed to for the social studies test because, honestly, it was really boring. She liked gym, but often forgot to bring her sneakers. She liked art, but had lost her portfolio a couple of times. She liked Ms. Starr's magic studies, and she liked her tutoring sessions with Elliot and Ms. Cruciferous, but she didn't feel like she was making good progress. Yes, she could now make rhythms with raindrops over small bowls and could form tiny rainstorms over people's heads, but the hard truth was, she continued to soak the UDM classroom at least once a day. There was a bin of umbrellas in the corner because of Willa's rain. In fact, the Ingeborgs had just donated 9 new ones in bright colors because the yellow ones from the start of the school year were bent and broken from so much use. There was no rug in the rug area because of Willa's rain. People's projects had been ruined. People's clothes were always wet. It was depressing for everyone, especially Willa. "Willa, sweetie, I can tell by your face that I'm making you sad," Ms. Starr said kindly. "That's not my goal. I believe in you. You know that, right?" An enormous, soggy rain cloud pressed down on top of Willa. That's what it felt like. She had a lump in her throat that she knew too well. She was going to cry. "Do not cry," she told herself. "Don't do it. Stop!" A small raindrop hit the garbage can with a plink.